In 1821, the United States acquired Florida from Spain. Under Spain, Florida was divided into two colonies, East Florida, with its capital in St. Augustine, and West Florida, with its capital in Pensacola. In 1822, the United States combined the two separate governments into the territory of Florida, but left the two capitals. Soon, this became impractical, and two commissioners were selected to choose a site for a new capital that would be roughly equal distance between St. Augustine and Pensacola. In 1824, they chose Tallahassee as the site for Florida's new capital city. The first capital building in Tallahassee was a log cabin. This was followed by a small brick two-story territorial capital. Today's historic capital was started in 1839 and finished in 1845, just as Florida became the 27th state in the United States. Throughout the 1800s, very little was changed or added to this building. However, the 20th century brought tremendous growth and change, both to Florida and its capital. In 1900, Florida was one of the smallest states in population, with roughly 500,000 residents. By the year 2000, Florida had grown to 16 million people, fourth largest in the country. This meant that the Capitol building was also always growing and changing through constant additions and renovations. The first major addition was in 1902, when Governor William Jennings received $75,000 from the state legislature to renovate the outgrown building. Jennings hired a young architect named Frank Milburn, who proceeded to enlarge, modernize, and redecorate the building. Milburn enlarged the building by adding two new wings, effectively doubling the working area and adding much-needed office space. Modern conveniences like steam heat, electric lights, linoleum floors, and telephones were welcomed additions. Milburn's goal in redecorating the Capitol was to make it look more impressive. On the exterior, he added a large copper dome topped with a cupola, granite stone steps in the front, and a metal relief of the state seal. On the interior, decorative touches included the grand staircase, new woodwork and paint, and a beautiful art glass dome. By 1923, more room was needed, and architect Henry Clutho from Jacksonville was brought in to again enlarge and modernize the building. Two additional wings were added. An east wing extended almost to Monroe Street and included new Senate chambers, while the west wing extended into what is now the courtyard and included new chambers for the House of Representatives. Clutho also replaced the wooden woodwork with a beautiful marble interior. After Clutho's additions, in 1936, a north wing was added. That was followed by a south wing in 1947. In the early 1970s, it was apparent that even more space was needed, and it was decided to build a new capitol. In 1972, a tower capitol designed by Edward Durrell Stone, a prominent national architect, was approved and construction started. Finished in 1977, Stone's 22-story tower design included demolishing the historic capitol and replacing it with a landscaped area. Public outcry to preserve the historic capitol kept it from being torn down. However, the new and old capitols were now too close together. The buildings almost touched in some areas. In order to make more room between the two buildings, it was decided to restore the historic capitol to its 1902 version. This meant removing the east, west, north, and south wings. The restoration of the historic capitol started in 1978 and was completed in 1982 at a cost of $7 million. The historic capitol now serves as a historic site and a museum on Florida's political history.